This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
My regular Tuesday guest is Julie Nieman, an analyst with Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. She's here live. Hi, Julie.
Morning, Jeff.
So I'd say lately we're monitoring a stream of data in three main categories, maybe: consumers, housing, and manufacturing. What's your quick recap on each of those?
A very mixed bag. Well, first of all, consumers, the good news is they basically have been spending. We're seeing auto sales going up about 15% in November. Obviously, automotive manufacturers are ecstatic. But consumer spending overall was down in October, and retailers did have a soft patch in November sales. Probably a good chunk of that was Hurricane Sandy. And there's a big negative out there. American households hit a 43-year low in their net worth. So when consumers are spending, they're being very cheap and thrifty about it. So this is not a big consumer boom, but we're alive.
And quickly, housing and manufacturing.
Housing, on the good side there, it is picking up rather nicely. We're seeing some new housing construction here. Low interest rates obviously help if you can get that great loan. We're seeing some expansion here, a reduction in the inventory and used housing, but this is no big boom. Probably the biggest area is still expansion in rentals because people are still having problems with income and rentals are still very big. Can it be a driver in the future? It looks like this can at least not be a stumbling block for the economic recovery.
And I'm going to have to sum up manufacturing for us. We're out of time. But manufacturing in November, a little bit tighter, wasn't it? Julie Nieman, analyst with Smith Moore & Company. Good to talk with you as always. Thanks.
You bet.